Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. I'm moving over before the Inkle. It's basically going to be moved over to probably Sunday, so I'll cover it around, you know, that time. And don't worry, we are going to finish it. It's just not going to take center stage, at least not right now. Red Sonja just had a trailer, and I think there's no better way to, you know, celebrate that, you know, an actual really good Red Sonja that looks like Red Sonja, looks just like this, by the way. I even think they did the chainmail bikini. But there's no better way to usher that in by doing more classic Red Sonja. And if you guys like it, maybe we can continue it and go all the way into the Dynamite run. It's up to you. Now, I got a feeling that the movie is probably going to be based more on the Dynamite run than the classic Marvel run, but I could be wrong. By the way, Dynamite does own the rights to this, so it's cool for me basically putting it on here. I said I wasn't going to do any Marvel stuff anymore, but since this is Dynamite reprints, we're good. Oh, by the way, make sure you support Dynamite. I'll give you a link in the video, as always. Know also, O Prince, that in these selfsame days that Conan the Cimmerian did stalk the Hyborian kingdoms, one of the few swords worthy to cross with his was that of Red Sonja, warrior woman out of majestic Hyrcania. Forced to flee her homeland because she spurned the advances of a king and slew him instead, she rode west across the Tyrrhenian steppes and into the shadowed mists of legendry in the Median Chronicles. It's not unusual to dream. We all do, nightly. It's rather rarer to dream of beautiful scarlet-haired women. Women whose flashing green eyes and lissome forms seem real enough to touch. Rarer still is to open one's eyes to the soft light of dawn, and doing so, awaken your dreams. Lie still, pig! That's a Hyrcanian ass coiled atop your chest. It's sleeping now, but should you so much as alter the rhythm of your breath? Blood of the Hunter. Bruce Jones, writer. Frank Thorne, artist, Roy Thomas, editor, featuring the heroine created by, of course, Robert E. Howard. Rest quietly now while Red Sonja relieves you of all this bothersome loot you've stolen. By Erlik, you've done well for yourself, brigand. Do you specialize in mobile men, brigand? Or do the gods merely smile on you of late? Hyrcanian knot. It cannot be cut without laming the horse, and only a Hyrcanian can untie it in less than 3 hours, by which time I'll have an ample lead on you. Ah, and what's this? Leave that. A solid gold key? To fit a solid gold door, perhaps. I think it will be far safer in here than with you. Take all the rest. I'll not follow you. Only leave that necklace. Oh, and don't fret about your scaly friend there. It's only a garter snake. As the outskirts of Kishtum, shrewdly aligned with the road to that Corinthian village, squats an inn whose reputation for excellent ale is matched only by the volume of lice in its beds. It is a place for drinking and laughing, belching and brawling, a place to make new enemies and find old friends. Yes, m'lady, what is your pledge? Mitra, it's Sonja! Katrin, how many years has it been? You came west only to sling ale in this roach trap? But you've done well enough yourself as of late, I see. That necklace is solid gold, I'll wager. I stole it from a brigand with a spotted horse. And did you ever hear a stranger inscription? Quinca Hepla, Balek Hepla Nestro. It's in no known tongue known to me. Ketrin, what is it? Your face? Cast away this charm, Sonja. It is a devil's spawn, an evil thing. The name Balak is steeped in dread in this village since before I came here. Be rid of it, Sonja, I beg of you. Red Top, did you ride in on a bay mare this night, laden with bulging knapsack? What of it? Well, Both Mare and Sack are clattering off down the road just now towards the hills. Erlik's gullet! Hey! That's my horse! That bay of mine is tired from a day's ride, while this mount beneath me is fresh. Now if he hadn't taken my sword and mail. Rein up, brigand! That's Red Sonja's booty you bear, stolen from a worthier foe than you! Gods, but he's liberal with my sword. Clumsy swordwork for a professional thief. Care to try again? She senses that he is not watching where he rides. If she can keep him distracted a bit longer. Now! Mitra's beard, a cripple, and a youthful cripple at that. Scarcely 3/4 of an hour later, the inn is strangely quiet. Has everyone gone home now that I've need of a cool flagon? Tarim's blood! What hellspawn created this? Katrine! She's made a sign with her own blood! A leopard? A map of some kind? Or the spots on the rump of a brigand's mare? Red Sonja has been pursued before, countless times. Why then this urge to look constantly over her shoulder? Not uncertainty, surely. Feeling better, lad? Give me back my sword and I'll show you soon enough, wench. High-sounding talk from one so young. When we reach Gromlich's ban, you'll soon learn what a cripple can do. I made no mention of your affliction. It's your swordsmanship that's lacking. Perhaps I could teach you. Ah, and pray tell me, what could I learn from a woman? More than those poor dogs, I'd hope. Look! Gromlich, it's Gromlich's band that's surrounded by a bunch of picks. Then take your sword, haughty thief, while Red Sonja gives you your first lesson. Look up, dogs! Behold the sword of your master, Red Sonja of Hyrkania! Bill's breath, it's Duncan, and he's brought a savior from hell! As a certain Sumerian friend of mine used to say, the only thing better than a dead pict is 2 dead picts, or 3, or 4. Whoa, girl, I'm on your side, and my thanks for stemming the tide, whoever ye be. Oh, Duncan, you've done well. I ask only for booty, and you bring me reinforcements. He's not asking for that kind of booty. Well, come for another lesson, Duncan? You'd like that, wouldn't you? Another chance to show off in front of my father. You're very good when it comes to killing picks. Who should never have wandered so far from their savage homeland in the first place? One thing puzzles me, however. How is it a woman of such obvious physical development spends all her time chafing it in chainmail and parading about the country like a man? Still the sassy tongue, eh? Have you always been this confused about your sex? By Erlik! All through now? Perhaps it isn't confusion at all. Perhaps your father wanted a son, and you're determined to be one. Or did you gut him with your sword, too? That's right. Swear like a man. Run me through like a man. Perhaps if you're lucky, someday the great god Mitra will make you a man. If I weren't a cripple, you could kill me instantly without feeling any less virile about it. Good night, Red Sonja. I apologize, Flamehair, for both of us. He is a good lad, but bitter over that cursed leg. And what about you, Gromlich? Do you think a woman should wear chain mail? I think a woman's thoughts are her own to do with as she will. You needn't justify them for the likes of a sharp-tongued stripling. I wonder. I made a vow once that no man would touch me save he that best me in battle. Perhaps it was a stupid vow made by a stupid young girl. Leave me now, Gromlich. I would be alone with my thoughts. Aye. Talk to him, Sonja. He is a good lad. Perhaps a woman can succeed where a father has failed. He fishes the northeast stream each day before sunup. I would be grateful. A fine morning's catch. About average. Doubtless the great Red Sonja would have caught them with her bare hands. Why aren't you in camp arm wrestling with my father? I came in peace. Shall we talk or shall I leave? You choose. Your father says you've had schooling. Can you read this? Zemri, a dead tongue. You might learn it if you put down your sword long enough. Whoever rules Baelic rules the world. Baelic. You know the name. Vaguely. Baelic was a demon, I think, or a sorcerer's familiar. There's an ancient mage named Neja, 3 days' ride from here. She could tell you more of it. Why the rush? I thought we could talk a while. The men will want breakfast. Is it me you hate, Duncan, or all women? Is that what you think, wench? That I can't have a woman because I'm a cripple? Because I'm not a whole man? Well, isn't it true? Which I'll show you. Wow. Duncan! Tamalk, what in the name of the gods? Attacked in our sleep, madman, demon with sword, strange spotted horse. The camp, quickly. Duncan, wait. Gods of my father. Duncan, listen to me. I have to leave you. Whoever did this is after me, not you. He's trying to unnerve me by destroying those around me. If we stay together, he'll kill you too. The man who did this will die by my sword only. You will stay. Sorry, Duncan. I don't have time for any more lessons. Not until nightfall does Red Sonja slow her exhausted steed. What's happening to me? I've never run from a foe before. And falls immediately into a troubled sleep, even as she murmurs to herself. But the lad, he might have been killed, only to awaken within minutes. Who? Duncan! Duncan! Fiend of hell, show yourself! Come forth and taste the wrath of Sonja's blade! Red Sonja presses southward, ever straining for the sight of a distant speck behind her, ever listening for the sound of trotting hooves. In all my days, I've never met a tracker like this one. And with every passing hour, the weight about her neck grows heavier. What prize could be worth the slaughter of so many? Yet only the night wind and cicadas are her answer. Until, for the first time in her life, she is to know the taste of real fear. Tainted! Someone's polluted the water! Blood of Tarim! Now he's ahead of me! Reveal yourself, you butchering pig! Let me see you only once! Come, horse, we'll find other streams. Yet 2 full days pass with no sign of water, and but for the vultures, all signs of wildlife seem to have mysteriously vanished. I know, horse, I'd give all this fine booty for 1 berry tree in full bloom. Again, not what she means. And ever-present is the dogged fear. Well, excuse me, guys. Ever-present is the dogged fear of an arrow in the back, a spear thrust from the bush. I'd best hide this trinket now. I may not have a chance later. Erlik be praised! Water! Sweet Mitra, let it be pure! Oh, the bloody fiend, he's been here, too! And the next bright morning, wretched beast, doubtless it drank from one of the poison pools. I dare not eat it now. Then at dusk, a farm. Can it be? Water! I must have water soon! No! No! I am the cause of this! Blackness then, and when eyes flutter back once more. What? Something on my Tarim's blood! A coral snake! With fear-glazed eyes, Red Sonja regards the venomous serpent. One bite and I meet the gods! All day the reptile sleeps atop the petrified girl, her muscles screaming for release. Then, towards dusk, thunder! It's beginning to rain! Sonja watches the pounding rain drive off the snake while she opens her parched mouth to it. But the next day finds her ravenous with thirst again. Thirsty, Red Sonja! Look well before you die, Red Sonja of Hercrania! Here, Kanya! Know the face of Rejack the Tracker! Know it is he who has brought you to your knees this day. Now tell me, wench, where you've hidden the gold key, or your death will be a slow and torturous one. Tell me, saddlebag. You just rest now while Rejack relieves you of this treacherous hellion. Finished, ended. The words never sounded sweeter, yet all questions are not yet answered. There's an old mage named Ninja, Duncan had said. She can tell you more of it. Very well, to old Ninja then, and to answers not yet questioned. Next, Balak lives. Internal militia. They're like a pack of leeches, getting so a girl can't make a decent living at brigading. And this hellish wind, it's all I can do to stay in the saddle. Faster, my spotted friend, and pray to Mitra you don't lose your footing. Balak lives. Same people. Erlik's gullet. Pray to the gods and see what comes of it. We're cut off. We've no choice, horse. That Mamba behind us has blood in its eyes. I know it's a far jump, but it's the only way. Back, pig. We need running room. Courage. Now we've made longer leaps, and while wounded at that, you can do it. Curse the gods for this wind. No, no, we were clear. This is it, then. This is how it ends. Conan, I never let you. Captain, I see it, fool. Yet somehow, it all seems such a terrible waste. Idiots, waste indeed. The only waste occurred when the gods gave those fools brains. What happened? I never fell at all, dearie. Merely an illusion I created to rid us of that pesky militia. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to exclude you from the spell's influence. Illusion? Heh. Not bad for a deaf, blind old hag, eh? I dabble in the black arts, but doubtless you knew that before seeking me out. But come, my cave's much more comfortable. Ah, yes, Balak's key. It's been an age since old Nej has felt its cool metal beneath her fingers. 'Tis solid gold, did you know? But valued more for what it fits. How came you by it? I took it from a Brigand named Rejack along with his horse. But pray tell me, who is Balak? Balak of old? 'Twas eons before even my time, red hair. The kingdoms of Thros and Skurga were mired in the deadlock of a 100-year war, whose cause had long been forgotten, as is oft the folly of mortals. King Milos of Thros was unparalleled in his numbered army, an endless seething juggernaut of expert fighting men. Yet Thelok of Skurga was without equal in fighting strategy. Aye, they were well met. Yet for all this, Thelok grew weary of the bloodletting, longing for the idle days of peace. Sire, this outlander would have audience with you. A king grows jaded with constant battle. Let Lamrak show you other diversions. The king was entranced from the first, despite warnings from courtiers, that Lamrak was of evil bearing. He saw only charm and relief from the tedium of war. Amazing! I've never seen such comparable craftsmanship. Each day that Lamrak lingered in the palace brought new wonders to the eyes of the enraptured king. For your amusement, Majesty, by the gods, they're beautiful! While on the battlefield, his absence of strategy began to turn the tide for Milo's army. Back, back! Thros has broken our line of defense! I had it made especially for you, glorious one. It contains your every gesture and mannerism. It's magnificent! For days, the king tarried in idle narcissism with a mechanical lightness. Then, Balzag, what think you of my... Your Majesty, we're doomed! King Milos overruns the palace! With disbelieving eyes, Thelok watched his old enemy invade the very courtyards beneath him. While that evening, he saw mighty Milos supping at his own royal table beside the treacherous Lamrak. In the blackness of the palace dungeons, Thelok turned to the only power he knew to seek revenge. O mighty Balak, god of the dark regions, deliver thy spirit in exchange for this soul, and wreak your damnation on the usurpers of Thros! That night there raged such a storm as the land had never known, and in the king's chamber the towering likeness of Thelok stirred! What in the name of the gods? Yeah! A king! Quickly, open the door! Aye! What followed was a mass slaughter of such hideous proportions no words can describe it. Balak's spirit, endowed with a mechanical creation, systematically took the stolid fortress of King Thelok apart, stone by stone. Neither Thrulsin nor Skurgan was spared that terrible night. No one save Thelok and Lamrak. When the captured king at last freed himself, he stood aghast at the awful ruin about him. Yet Balak would not be stopped. Lamrak alone was able to halt the massive juggernaut by removing the great gold key in his back, and King Thelok repaid him justly for the gesture. Thelok then threw the key and himself into the sea. The palace walls crumbled around mighty Balak and his treacherous creators, and their like was never heard of again. It follows then why Rajak was so jealously guarded this key. Aye, Scarlet Locks, he who would control Balak would control the world. Yet Balak's tomb is today unknown. Not to all, fair Sonya. There is one still living who knows where mighty Balak rests, who only waits until the whereabouts of the key are once more revealed. Pray, who? Do you know who this, my head, dizzy, this drink was drugged, lovely one? Yes! Old Neja has heard the legends of Red Sonya. Old Neja was prepared. Ah, you know where Balak is. You, careful, pretty thing. You best lie back and not fight it. That's better, yes. Sleep, little Sonya, while old Neja relieved you of these weighty responsibilities. Eons or minutes? Sonya will never know. But when the darkness clears and her sluggish eyes blink open once again, it is not the figure of the old crone she beholds, but that of Balak! Aye, flame hair! Mighty Balak exhumed and waiting here for 30 years where I first uncovered him. Waiting for the folly of man to bring me the key of gold once more. Delivered by the hands of a fool such as you. I wanted you to see this, Sonya, in payment for having brought me the key. I wanted you to know that I am the great-granddaughter of Lamrak the Creator, that I have waited a lifetime to avenge my family's name, and that the whole world will suffer now at the hands of Balak the Invincible. As the ancient crone cackles hysterically, a deep guttural rumbling as of distant thunder is heard. And a mighty Balak's rust-cake limbs stir once again. There is your first victim, Balak! Kill her! I command you! Sonya feels the hairs on her neck stand rigid as the metal Goliath moves forward with a creaking groan. His movements are sluggish from years in the damp earth. Perhaps if I'm nimble. Still, I can't dodge forever on this short length of chain. If only I can maneuver him to strike the right place. Wow. Quick as a cat, Sonya takes advantage of the situation. Gah! Now, old frog, command him to break the other chain, or you breathe no more. Gah! Do as she says! Break the chain! Good. Now back out slowly, Neja, and no tricks! I'm choking! You'll breathe easier when we're safely outside. Shades of Erlik! Little fool to be deceived by an illusion into letting go! Now, Balak, get her! Cut off. I've run out of mountain and time! He'll squash me like an insect with those metal hands. One chance. If I lure him to the edge, and if the chain will hold, he's charging. It's now or never. Ugh! Almost ripped my arm out of its socket. Far below, the crushing sound of the monster's impact echoes up the still valley. I said that already. Neja! Scheming she-devil, you'll pay horribly for what you've done to me. Sword and chain lash back at the same time, but the arm of youth is faster. The hag's fading screams are yet resounding as Sonya gains solid ground once more. Ah! Hours later, the Crimson Tress warrior at last frees herself of the chafing metal bands. So ends Mighty Balak and his power-crazed mistress. Tarim's blood! By all the gods, there's no stopping that thing! It will hunt me down until it's completed her last order! Tarim's blood! Am I to be cut off continually at every turn? That fall must have shaken some of the rust out. He's gained speed. My only hope is to be faster yet. Come out, come out, blast you. Merciful gods, the key is stuck. Another second, and he'll have me. Mitra, have mercy. My thanks, Mighty Balak. I couldn't have done it without you. Ugh. I'm leaving most of my hide with him, but I am coming loose. And to make sure I don't lose my skin in the future, we'll just melt this gold key down into something more useful. I've been needing a new armband anyway. Next, Eyes of the Gorgon. Hey, sounds like a good adventure, and we still got time. Erlich's beard! I'm half crazed for a flagon of ale. Wow. Okay, guess adventure gets thirsty. And I picked this ghost town to ride into. Ho there, what ails this town? Where is the populace? You there, Zingaren, are you deaf? I said, where's the... By the gods! Eyes of the Gorgon. Same crew. What in the name of... Yeah! Witch, demoness, hellspawn, succubus... What manner of madman are you? I only came to... Devil! Enough is enough. Now we'll see who... She-demon! Goddess of death! Ah! By Mitra, what kind of village have I happened on? Demoness! I've had my fill of this lunacy. There she is, helpless in the daylight. Grab her! Kill her! Ishtar's girdle. The whole town's insane. So be it then. They'll soon find their senses after tasting the sting of Red Sonja's blade. Step up, gentlemen. Let Red Sonja fill your cups to overflowing with blood. You'll excuse me now, while I tend to these other customers. Get her! Kill the demon! Bind her! She's helpless in the sunlight. To the square! To the square! Hang her from the witch's tree! To the square! We'll stretch her neck! We'll drive the demon out! Hang the witch! Hang the witch! Hang the witch! Am I to meet the gods like this? Delivered by a mob of seething madmen? Great Tarim, how have I offended thee? Make it tight! Make it fast! Lest she turn into a bat and elude us! Now stand back while Dolores Guard sends this devil back to hell! Yay! It's the Widow Valak! Sounds like she's being tortured. Widow, what is it? What's hap? My nephew, the demon got him only this very moment, turned to stone like the others.
Aye, just like Rajak in the tavern and...
Well, that's what happened to him.
But if this just happened, then that girl we caught couldn't... By the gods, we've hanged an innocent girl. Quickly, we may yet be in time. Nay, she's dead for sure by now. What in the name of the gods? Gone. She was the witch then. Look, there's your answer. The half-wits got her. Eee, she'd be better off hanged. Shall we chase him then? Not I. I wouldn't chase that monstrosity with an army of men. Come, we'll help the widow bury her child. Sluggishly, the senses return one by one. First sound, a faint hollow dripping. Then touch. A light prickly sensation on the chest. Then at last, sight. Ah! Am I in hell then? That just old Daniel. He not hurt you, lest I tell him. No one hurt you now. You in Unka's cave. No one know where find you. Come, Daniel. Villagers think you Gorgon. And they call me idiot. I see you ride up. You not Gorgon, you not got snakes for hair, you got shiny hair, pretty. Where's my sword? You not trust Uncas, eh? Him big strong bear, you little soft fawn. fun with pretty red hair. Here a sword you take. Go now, Uncas steal your horse. Villagers not find you. I owe you one, Uncas, and Red Sonja always pays her debts. But I'm not ready to quit this village quite yet. You not stay. If villagers not kill you, Gorgon will. I'll leave, my friend, but not before my eyes have seen that which can terrify an entire township. To look upon the Gorgon is death. Thanks for the horse, Uncas. At the outskirts of town, Sonja tethers her steed and slips furtively among the village shadows. Now we'll see whether it's reality superstition that rules these strange folk. Strange. No one home here. Who dares to walk the streets at night with a demon loose? And here, too, have the townspeople abandoned this village in terror? What's that? Voices in the distance. It's a chant. Sounds like Gorgon. Gorgon! There's a light ahead. That looks like the village square. Tarim in the Ehrlich. Gorgon! Gorgon! A flood of raw anger wells up within the lithe Hyrcanian. She's a Hyrcanian, not a Hyrcanian. As she watches the hapless form below. A sacrifice! Never have I beheld a group of animals who... Excuse me, we're gonna try that all over again. A sacrifice! Never have I beheld a group of animals like these who call themselves men. By the gods, I'll not stand by and watch this carnage. If it's a demon they want, I'll give them one. Hi-ya! Cowards, release the girl or be slain where you stand. This time I'll not be slowed by a broken chandelier. What's this? I've always known I presented a formidable sight, but... Or did I have help? Ah, and are you the Gorgon then? Come, demon, let's see your head, else how shall I remove it from your shoulders? Are you deaf, demon? I said remove your mother of Mitra. Those eyes, I can't move. My arms, legs, turning to lead. It's true, I'm becoming like the rest. I'm turning to stone. Next morning, is it she? Aye, it is the red-haired one. The stranger turned to stone like the others. We warned her! True, man does not look upon the face of the Gorgon and live. While miles from the village and far below it. Tarn's blood! Eh-heh! Second time Daniel bring you back from dead. This time, though, you really in hell. Uncas, where are we? Why these bars? We in Gorgon's cave now. Eh-heh! She bring you here last night. You think you wake up dead, I bet. Heh-heh! Come, Gorgon, not here now. I show you cave. See? All villagers, all captured by Gorgon. Town think they dead, turned to stone. We know different. Heh-heh! I don't understand, Uncas. These people are the Gorgon's prisoners? Why? Gorgon hate them. Hate them all. They cruel. Evil. She punished them. Heh-heh! Why aren't I dead? I felt the Gorgon turn me into... Gorgon? Here, Gorgon, you fooled like all rest. A mask, then you're the... No, not quite. It is I who donned the Gorgon mask. I who brought you here. You, the one who hanged me. Dolores Guard, by name. Yes, I hanged you. But not before injecting a powerful potion into your thigh with this ring, and arranging for Uncas to save you while the villagers were conveniently distracted by the widow's nephew. The potion paralyzed the limbs, only for a short time, but long enough to allow me to remove the victim and replace him with a stone likeness. It takes a full day to become effective, but I've used it on over half the village now. She's gotta be rather strong to carry those big old stone statues, just saying. Things are not light. Exchanging their paralyzed bodies for granite copies. But how? Why? The body is brought here and a clay mold formed around it. That mold is removed and wax is poured into it. Plaster is poured around the wax mold, and when it hardens, hot liquid rock is poured into it. The wax runs off and the Gorgon's victim formed within. That's still very heavy. 18 years ago, my parents were stoned to death in the village for bearing a child who was deformed in mind and body. The child was reared secretly in this cave by me while I lived with my foster parents. That child is my brother. But enough! I told you never to let the prisoners out of their cages, Uncas. Put her back! Uncas! Uncas, sorry. Tried to warn you. Stole you horse. Now you slave like others. Ugh! Sonya, sorry too, Uncas. But if I let you put me in that cage again, I'll never get out. Ah! Ha! To harm Uncas is to harm his friends! Fool! Squee! Then let's see if we can remedy the situation and make them think it's you who's attacking him. Ah! Get them off me! Hey, sister! Hurry, we won't be occupied for long. You caused this. Uncas, kill! Should we help her? Not me. I'm getting out while I still can. Run! No, we're going to try that one again. Not me. I'm getting out while I can still run. Lifted in a bear hug, Sonya finds her back being crushed. Her hope fled. Unless, perhaps, squeezing the vermin until it is crazed with fear and anger, the flame-haired barbarian thrusts it into the half-wit's determined face. Daniel, no! Ah! Blind, I'm blind! No! Wretched creature, Mitra, help him! My sword, Tarim's blood, he'll shatter that sword if he doesn't shatter me first. Ah! He has the ears of a staghound, if I can get to that pile of weapons. Squee! Daniel! Ugh! Uncas, kill! Uncas, kill! Erlich's curses! He blocks the only exit, and I couldn't wield a sword now if I wanted to, and Mitra knows I want to. Losing blood. Weak. Ah! One chance before he blunders into me. That rope! Pulling herself up on the taut length of hemp, Sonya uses the last of her strength to give vent to a final screaming cry. Uncas, here I am, you bumbling clown! Uncas, kill! Ah! Farewell, Uncas. Yours was never a just plight. But now you can plead your case to the gods for all eternity. Next, the bear god strikes. Okay, guys, so if you like this classic Red Sonya, I'll know because the views will tell me. Like, if this gets, like, 10 views, I'll know that you guys didn't like it. And if it does do well, I'll do more. I'll definitely do more. Because I like Red Sonya. And since there's a movie coming out, I think it's a perfect time for us to do more Red Sonya. I think that's something I'd like to continue. I hope the movie does well. The trailer looked good, and I'm definitely going to see it in the theater. I mean, we got a redheaded... I mean, that's how it's supposed to be. You know, Hollywood had a big problem casting red-haired actresses. It was a big issue. I was like, why are we changing all these red-haired people to people that aren't red-haired? Like, that's one of their defining features, right? Redheads aren't that... They're not that popular. Like, I mean, I'm not saying they're not that popular. I'm saying they're not... There's not that many of them. It's actually kind of a... It's kind of a rarity to have red hair, right? Like, not everybody has red hair. And I mean, you know... I mean natural red hair. I'm not talking like red hair dye, but I mean like natural red hair. It's not that common. So, I mean, that was her main thing. Like, her name is Red Sonya. She's got this crimson red shiny hair. And always has been one of my favorite characters. So, hopefully we'll get to do more of her. And, you guys let me know. Now, I'm going to shut up because I've got to talk again when we do either the Witchblade or Darkness, whatever is in the reading order. But I'll bring you as many of those as I can within a half hour. If I have to, I'll stretch because I want to give you 3 issues at least. That's fair. All right.